Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill, we have the NFL draft in just over a week, and former NFL running back and New York radio host Tiki Barber doesn't seem former Michigan QB J.J. McCarthy as a top NFL prospect.
J.J. McCarthy thing? Mm-hmm. I'm tired of hearing it. Stop. Stop with the J.J. McCarthy thing. I'm tired. His film doesn't say he's a first-round quarterback. His film doesn't say, I need to get rid of all my assets and go draft this guy. Because a lot of what he does doesn't translate. The scheme that he ran at Michigan, and maybe this is just an indictment on the scheme and not necessarily on him, but it didn't highlight the things that you need to do. Second, third level reads and, multiple, combo routes that you have to get correct. He didn't do any of that stuff. The J.J. McCarthy thing, to me, is the smokescreen. Right, he's getting inflated because Jim Harbaugh won't stop talking about him, and now all of a sudden he's a top four quarterback. I don't buy it.
Bill, buy or sell? A team will reach for J.J. McCarthy in the draft next week.
Buy.
Can I also just buy? I like. What are they called over on Fan? When Tiki goes Terminator.
Mean Tiki.
It's not evil Tiki. It's mean Tiki.
Mean Tiki. Yeah.
I like it when Tiki. I like Tiki getting a little aggressively candid.
Bye. Yeah.
Also, because Tiki might be the nicest person I've met in the business
ever.
Such a nice guy.
He says hi to me every day. Nobody says hi to me every day.
He's not saying hi to you. He's saying hi to the person behind you.
Got it. That makes more sense.
That was so mean. I'm just trying to be like mean Tiki. Buy or sell? You like mean Bill?
Sell.
Buy or sell, there's a distinction between mean Bill and Bill.
Buy.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
All right, Bill, let's continue in the NFL here. Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson was not in attendance for the first day of voluntary workouts. Let me say that again. Voluntary workouts. Jefferson, of course, is going into the final year of his deal with Minnesota, and they're still searching for their quarterback of the future. Maybe they'll get one next week. Bill, buy or sell Justin Jefferson not showing up for voluntary workouts means he's not happy in Minnesota.
I mean, does it mean he's not happy? Sell. I think
sell.
That's the tail wagging the dog. I think he's not happy in Minnesota, and he can just not show up for voluntary workouts because he doesn't want to go and make it seem like he's sending a message when his message is, I just don't want to be there. Right? Whereas if you had a quarterback and you had a competitive football team, I got to go and I got to put on a happy face and pretend I want to be. I'm a leader. Now he's just like, everybody knows I'm not happy. I don't have to go to this thing. Buy or sell, you would go to voluntary workouts if we held them here at Rider Than You.
Sell.
Oh, wow.
I'll
be at honest. Least you're
I'll be
at
honest.
Least you are honest. Unfortunately.
All right, Bill. I knew you were going to ask that question. All right, Bill. C.J. Stroud told the media that Stephon Diggs will add more than just on-field production to the Houston Texans. Stroud said, quote, there's a lot of wisdom that he carries that I think he'll spread to the other guys, end quote. Bill, buy or sell Stephon Diggs will do for C.J. Stroud what he did for Josh Allen in Buffalo.
It's such an interesting addition, isn't it? The thing is, Josh Allen needed it more when Diggs arrived. Stroud's already asserted himself, but I think I'll buy. Yeah, I think he'll level up. I think this is an opportunity to level up. Yeah.
All right. Bill.
It makes that team. It makes that football team pretty intriguing too.
That's the one thing that they didn't face last year. There's going to be expectations now going into year number two, which. If they didn't win a playoff game last year, if they didn't trade for Stephon Diggs, there wouldn't have been. I mean, they were predicted to win four games last year.
But winners win, and expectations are otherwise. And I think C.J. Stroud's the real deal. By the way, C.J. Stroud is a reminder that what you think you know about the draft is limited, and that includes GMs. Because that guy was a question mark for some people. Not for everybody. What a stud.
All right, Bill. Speaking of studs, all offseason there's been speculation that Davante Adams wanted out of Las Vegas. However, the three-time All-Pro wide receiver told The Athletic, quote, "If I wanted to be gone, I'd be gone by now. This is where I want to be," end quote. Bill, buy or sell Davante Adams is making a mistake not asking to be traded away from the Raiders.
I mean, I'm going to sell because I...
Sell.
I don't know what somebody values, right? I don't know what his family situation is like, his personal life, where he wants to live, what he emphasizes. There is no state income tax in Vegas. Maybe he actually thinks they're going to be competitive. I don't know. However, if you were to say, Bill, if you were Davante Adams, buy or sell, you would ask to be traded away from the Raiders. You could not buy that fast enough.
Buy.
Hoopier than thou. Let's get to some NBA here, Bill. In an interview with Hoops Hype, Nuggets guard Jamal Murray said he thinks that he and Nikola Jokic are the best duo in the NBA. Now, Jokic, as you know, is a six-time All-Star and could quite possibly win his third MVP this year, while Murray has never been an NBA All-Star. Buy or sell the Nuggets duo is one-sided.
Sell. I don't think it is. I think he's right.
Sell.
Or close to right. They are so much better when Jamal Murray plays, and I think he does get overshined a great deal by Jokic, and credit to him for not letting that get in his head or affect him, because it's insane. Jokic has never played with an all-NBA player all-star, but Jamal Murray is at that level. I'm trying to think who would be a better duo. It's not Tatum and Jaylen Brown. It's no longer Steph and insert anybody. I mean, LeBron and AD is interesting, but I don't think that's the right answer. It's not... I'm supposed to say Brunson and... I mean, Brunson's amazing. Brunson and Anunoby, no. Siakam and Halliburton. It'd be actually Halliburton and Siakam. No. It's not Ant and Cat. Oh, Giannis and Doc. Just kidding. no, I think he's right. I think they are the best duo.
Don't you think, though, there's a reasonable list you could put together? Jokic and insert any non-fringe all-star, and you would say they're the best duo?
I don't know. I mean, Jamal Murray, yeah, if you want to insert another, you want to insert Anthony Davis or LeBron, any of these other guys that I named. But Jamal Murray's really good, and if you just get into, let me see if I can do it really quickly. If you just get into, like, what their record is when Jamal Murray doesn't play, I mean, they're not as good. Here, let me see if I can find this. Yeah, so they're basically a 500 team this year when Murray doesn't play. And they're a dominant team when he does play. In 2000, they're just not as good, man. He's really important to what they do.
All right, Bill, let's get to some baseball here. And I know you absolutely despise hitting streaks, but how about home run streaks and rookie home run streaks at that? Cubs rookie Michael Busch made it five straight games with a homer in Chicago's extra inning win over Arizona yesterday. Bill, buy or sell a five-game home run streak for a rookie is impressive.
I mean, buy. Yeah. Home run.
Buy.
Yes. See, look, now all these people are getting mad. Can I just read you from this idiot in Milwaukee? He misspelled your, too. You're the worst radio host ever. Come to Milwaukee and your ugly ass is getting jumped. Hey, Giannis is the GOAT. Shut up, dude. I mean, like, I gotta tell you, man, these sports fans out there, how many times have I said nice things about the Bucks over the years? What did I say? What are they meant? Because I said Doc. Oh, yeah. Sorry, you're riding with Doc? Cool, bro. You, Good luck with that.
All right, Bill, let's finish up with some college football here.
You're so anti. For a guy that complains a lot, you are very anti-confrontation.
Whoa, what did I complain about?
Nothing.
Right. I don't complain. I'm not a complainer. I'm not a malcontent.
Yourself.
Why are you laughing?
Is that a question?
Sell.
All right, Bill, let's finish up with some college football here at Alabama.
It's not the day. It's not the day, Giannis, the guy, whatever. My computer doesn't work. The NBA dropped a ballot on me. I can only take so much stupidity. I hit my limit, Tom.
I'm not enjoying it. I'm with you.
Oh, that's the other thing. I want people to know that I've been frantically trying to fix this so I can do my other show and my work for the day, and you're just laughing your ass off.
You're asking me questions and if I know how to help, and I can't even get a word out because I'm laughing so hard at the breaks.
Everything's great.
All right, Bill, at Alabama's spring game over the weekend, Nick Saban shared one of his biggest concerns in retirement.
My biggest concern is being with my head coach, Miss Terry. I've never, ever had to watch a game with her, so I'm a little concerned.
Bill, buy or sell, Nick Saban needs to watch games in a different room than his wife.
Sell. I love all the Nick Saban retirement content. I don't think we played it on the show. Did you see Saban talking about how he's got to get up and do his chores that she assigns him?
Yep, and then he can have a good day once his chores are done.
And he was taught by his, when he was coming up, he didn't have a lot. You finish everything on your plate, but then his wife expects that you leave some food there to show how good it was. You try to get more. So he said that's a difficulty for him. The different standards of plate management.
It applies.
He's hilarious.
It applies to everyone. Happy wife, happy life.
The thing is, that doesn't rhyme. That rhymes in English. But if you're saying that in Spanish or in Mandarin or anything else, and it doesn't rhyme, does it have the same power?
No, you got to come up with the
Portuguese
equivalent.
How do you come up with the equivalent and make it rhyme in another language?
Something that rhymes for them.
No, but it would have to have the message about the wife and happiness.
Yes, you've got to find a rhyming message for them.
Okay, let's say that there's an expression that says, clean house equals good health. Rhyme it in English.
But what,
easy rhyme guy.
What I'm saying is,
what are you talking about? That's not how human languages work.
Listen,
you don't
speak one language, man.
Let me just go to languagerhymer.com. Oh, there we go. I got it.
That you laugh. That's probably a thing.
It probably should.
And
be.
If your computer worked, you could see.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.